I'm going to do Machshirin, Perek Vav, Mishnah Zayin. Eilu lo mitamin v'lo machshirin. The following liquids do not convey tuma, nor do they affect hechsher. I mean, these substances aren't considered beverages, and therefore, they cannot, if something gets wet from them, they will not become hechsher kabal tuma. And also, they themselves, if tuma, will not convey tuma to something else. Hazeya v'halecha srucha v'harei. Sweat, pus, and excrement. That's at least how the Rav defines these things. Even if a zav, someone who is tummy, emits these things, they will not convey tumah. Again, because they're not considered liquid. The adama yotzi mehem, and likewise the blood that emerges with them. That's the blood that comes out with the pus or the excrement. Even normally, blood does convey tumah, mashta kabal tumah. The blood that comes with these things are not considered that. Umashke ben shmona, and any fluid a child born in the 8th month. The Chazal assumed that a baby born in the 8th month could not and would not survive, and therefore it's not considered like a living person right now, and therefore any liquids from the body will not affect tumah. Rav Yossi amar, chutz midamo. Rav Yossi says, except for his blood. Rav Yossi holds the blood of an 8-day baby, that one will be considered, can affect tumah. Because we treat it like a dead 8-month-old baby. In that case, we say the blood does actually affect tuma in this case, just like a regular baby does. Vashosa me tiveria, someone who drinks the water of tiveria, afal pisha yotzin nikim. So somebody who drinks from the hot spring of tiveria, which would serve as a laxative, and then someone had bowel movement, someone had to go to the bathroom, even if what comes out is totally liquid, that's not considered hechsher kabal tuma, because even though it's water, but it's coming out, since it's coming out anally, that's not considered a beverage hechsher kabal tuma. Dam shchita ba-behema b'chayu v'ovo z'tmeim v'dam ha-kaza l'refua. So the blood of a slaughter of either a domesticated animal or a non-domesticated animal, or of a bird, or anything, they're not kosher, but basically any non-kosher animal, their blood does not affect tumah. Relezer mitam be'elu. Relezer disagrees and says, no, they actually do affect their tumah, and they do affect tumah, because we are machshiv them. So in the other case, the case they disagree with are not blood of non-kosher animals and birds, and also blood that was used for bloodletting for therapeutic purposes. That was what they used to heal people, was using bloodletting. So machlokas tanakama of Eliezer is, does that consider, is that metame? Tanakama holds it's not. Eliezer holds it is. Shem Eliezer omer chaliv hazachar tahar. Milk of a male is tahar. Meaning if a male somehow secretes milk from the nipples, comes out that's not considered to be a liquid, and Shmuel's not, no one seems to disagree with him, so we do paskin that way. That liquid is not considered hechsher kabal tuma. That's Mishnah Zayin. Mishnah Ches, Chalei ve'isha metam l'ratzon shel ratzon. The milk of a woman will cause hechsher kabal tuma, whether it's l'ratzon or l'ratzon, meaning whether she specifically expressed it or came up by itself. It is considered hechsher kabal tuma, and if she's tameh, then it will also cause hechsher kabal tuma and tuma itself. Chalav behema ain't matam l'ratzon, while chalav behema, milk of an animal, will only cause tuma if it's l'ratzon, it was intentional. Amar Rabbi Kiva, Kiva disagrees. Chalav chomer, I have a chalav chomer. Ma'am chalav yisha sheinam yuchel el ketanim matam l'ratzon shelo l'ratzon. Chalav behema shum yuchel ketam gedolim ain't odin sheitam l'ratzon shelo l'ratzon. If the milk of a woman, which is really only for ketanim, is only for children, only for babies, really, then, and that's metame, whether it's intentional or non-intentional, well, then animal milk, which is for everyone, that should be metame no matter what. I mean, it should be more considered a liquid, because anyone can drink that. Meaning the woman's milk is not considered universal milk, and yet we consider it a beverage no matter what. Well, something that is considered a universal beverage, then no matter whether, like from an animal, no matter whether it was rotten or not, it should be considered hechsher l'kabal tumah. The Rabbanan said back to him, Rola said back to him, Lo, im timi chalev ha'isha shel ratzon shedama gave us a tameh, the milk of a woman that come out shelo l'ratzon, and the reason tumah is caused there is because it's like the blood of her wound, which we say causes tumah. Meaning we look at the milk like it's blood from a wound, and that's why it's called tumah. While by an animal, yitame chela behema shelo ratzon shedama gave us a tar. Well, by an animal, it doesn't work like that. The blood of an animal, and that's not considered. The blood of an animal is not considered a tumah. As we know, the blood of the animal is not considered actually a kabal tumah. So the comparison doesn't work. Amar Lem Rekiva said back to them, Machmar ni b'chalav mi b'dam, sh'b'cholev l'refua tamei, v'amak ez l'refua tahar. Rekiva's response is that I'm more machmir when it comes to milk than blood, because milk, even for using for refua, meaning the woman's not feeling that needs to get the milk out because it's causing her pain, that's tamei. While mak is the refua tahar. We know in the previous Mishnah you take out blood for refua purposes, just to bloodlet, that's tahar. So I think milk in general is more tamei, is more a problem in general. So it's not really totally comparable to blood. Amrulo, the Rabban said back to him, Sali zesen v'anav myuchichu. You can prove it from olives and grapes. How so? Shamash k'mayotzim hen l'ratzon t'man shol l'ratzon t'horim. Liquid that oozes from the baskets, if it's a ratzon, they do cause tuma. But if it's not l'ratzon, then it's not tumay. Meaning normally it's about l'ratzon. That's usually what determining factor the Rabbanon are proving. The only reason it's different, they distinguish by blood of a woman, by milk of a woman is because a special thing comparing it to blood. I'm going to recuse it back them. Lo, imamartim esayz yitzim anavin shchilas and ochav asof and mashke t'machalot shchilas asof and mashke. Say concerning basket and olives, it's because in the beginning the fruits were food and then it's liquid and becomes changed something else. But here the milk never changed. I mean, it's only true over there that you need the rutzon by the fruit because it's changing from a fruit to a liquid. Adkan haisa hachuva. And this is the end of the debate between the two of them. New point. Amar of Shimon, mekan ve'elach haynu mashivin lefanav. From here, no, it's not a new point, but rather they didn't continue talking. This is what we would answer. Megisham yochichu. So this, again, the Rekiva and Chama aren't arguing anymore. Rav Shimon's just adding on. The response to Rekiva is that water, rain, rainwater, even though it's always water, it depends on the ratzon. Amrlo, and the response to that would be low. Imamar to megishamim shein rabban the adam elaratos elanos ravachal the adam. But the Rekiva's response would be if you say that concerning rainwater, the majority of rainwater is not for people; it's really for the land and trees. But milk, majority of milk is for people. Meaning the rain isn't a good proof because rain, rain's not really usually for people's benefit. So in order to clarify that the rain is for the person's benefit, you have to actually have it l'ratzon. While milk is always for a person's benefit. That concludes Mishnah Ches, and Hadron L'Masech Machshirin, that's the end of Masechas Machshirin.